درسه چهارم.
Lesson 4. Personality. Personality is a dynamic and organized set of characteristics possessed by a person that uniquely influences his or her cognitions, emotions, motivations, and behaviors in various situations. The word personality originates from the Latin word persona, which means mask. In the theater of the ancient Latin-speaking world, the mask was not used as a plot device to disguise the identity of a character, but instead was a convention employed to represent or typify that character. Personality also refers to the pattern of thoughts, feelings, social adjustments, and behaviors consistently exhibited over time that strongly influences one's expectations, self-perceptions, values, and attitudes. It also predicts human reactions to other people, problems, and stress. There is still no universal consensus on the definition of personality in psychology. The study of personality has a broad and varied history in psychology, with an abundance of theoretical traditions. Some of the major theories of personality and the psychologists who developed them are as follows. Biological theories. Biological approaches suggest that genetics are responsible for personality. Researchers on heritability suggest that there is a link between genetics and personality traits. One of the best known biological theories belonged to Hans Eysenck, who linked aspects of personality to biological processes. Behavioral theories. Behavioral theories suggest that personality is a result of interaction between the individual and the environment. Behavioral theories study observable and measurable behaviors, rejecting theories that take internal thoughts and feelings into account. Behavioral theorists include B.F. Skinner and John B. Watson. Psychodynamic theories. Psychodynamic theories of personality are heavily influenced by the work of Sigmund Freud and emphasize the influence of the unconscious mind and childhood experiences on personality. Freud believed that the three components of personality were the id, the ego, and the superego. The id is responsible for all needs and urges, while the superego for ideals and moral. The ego moderates between the demands of the id, the superego, and reality. Humanist theories. Humanist theories emphasize the importance of free will and individual experience in the development of personality. Humanist theorists emphasize the concept of self-actualization, which is an innate need for personal growth that motivates behavior. Humanist theorists include Carl Rogers and Abraham Maslow. Types of personality. Extroverted and introverted personality are two usual types of personality. They have nothing in common. Extroverts are directed towards the objective world, whereas introverts are directed towards the subjective world. The most common differences between extroverts and introverts are as follows. Extroverts are interested in what is happening around them, are open and often talkative, compare their own opinions with the opinions of others, like action and initiative, easily make new friends or adapt to a new group, say what they think, are interested in new people, easily break unwanted relations. Introverts are interested in their own thoughts and feelings, need to have own territory, often appear reserved, quiet, and thoughtful, usually do not have many friends, have difficulties in making new contacts, like concentration and quiet, do not like unexpected visits and therefore do not make them, work well alone.